Juneau police say a 21-year-old man was arrested after accidentally firing a 12-gauge shotgun from a downtown street. Police took a call from a woman about 2 o'clock Saturday morning reporting a single gunshot near Franklin and 2nd Street. According to officers, they found Caleb Smith while he was under the influence of alcohol. He said the shotgun went off as he tried to unload it. It's unclear what happened to the shotgun since a prepared release from officers says Smith was allegedly walking and carrying two rifles and a handgun. Smith was charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor misconduct involving weapons in the 4th degree and then taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center. The Alaska Court of Appeals has issued another opinion upholding a prison sentence for a Juneau man convicted for abducting and sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl. The ruling was handed down Friday. Christopher Allen Scholes was sentenced to 70 years in prison for the December 2008 crime. 30 years out of the composite sentence was suspended. An opinion issued last month by the Court of Appeals was a memorandum of judgment that only applied to the Scholes case. Appellate court clerks say they've since received a request to publish, meaning that the opinion can now be cited or referred to in other cases. Scholes' defense argued before the Court of Appeals that the sentence was excessive, partly based on his prospects for eventual rehabilitation. The composite sentence was a bit more than what prosecutors had wanted, but it had more suspended time. The state Senate on a 14-6 vote on Saturday passed Juneau Senator Dennis Egan's bill giving public employees a choice of pension systems, but it was too late for the measure to be taken up in the House. Senate Bill 121 would have allowed public employees to choose either a defined benefit plan, also known as a traditional pension, or a defined contribution plan, like a 401k retirement account. During the Murkowski administration, the legislature narrowly did away with the state's defined benefit program for all new hires since July of 2006. At the time, lawmakers who voted to stop providing a traditional pension to new employees pointed to the public employees' retirement system's unfunded liability, which was between $5 and $6 billion. Today, it's more than $11 billion. In order to ensure that wouldn't be the case with a new defined benefit system, Egan said Senate Bill 121 would make public employees contribute more to their retirement.
They'll pay more of their pay into the system than the old defined benefit system. Most employees will have to be eligible for Medicare before the system helps pay for retiree health care, and they'll always pay a share of retiree health care premiums. Let me emphasize, Mr. President, to make the new system cost neutral, employees will share the risk of health care costs rising in the future. That's a risk worth taking, I believe, and I believe it's fair to Alaskans.
Sitka Senator Bert Stedman said he wasn't quite convinced the bill would eliminate the risk of unfunded liabilities to the state. But Stedman said the conversation about the state's PERS system and other benefits provided to public employees is evolving.
I'd like the record to reflect that this discussion has been going on for several years. It's evolved. The polarized discussion, I think, has moved behind us, and we are continually moving forward trying to improve our benefit structure and our pay structure and our working conditions and just the desirability for people to work as firefighters or work for the state of Alaska or policemen across the state.
Stedman, along with Senators John Coghill, Fred Dyson, Kathy Geisel, Charlie Huggins, and Tom Wagner, voted against the bill. Even if Senate Bill 121 had passed both chambers of the legislature, it was strongly opposed by the Parnell administration. Lawmakers adjourned the regular legislative session this morning. Early this morning, they're expected to return on Wednesday for a special session. It looks like about 10 southeast Alaska boat harbors will see repairs or construction soon. The nearly $3 billion capital budget that moved through the legislature provides millions of dollars for docks, ramps, and associated facilities. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more.
I'm walking around the docks at Juneau's Aurora Basin Boat Harbor. In places, it doesn't look very stable. The sailboats and yachts and cabin cruisers here are tied up to finger floats that have seen far better days. City officials hope that will change. The legislature's capital budget includes more than $33 million for harbors around the state. More funds will cover cranes, ramps, and other related projects. About two-thirds of the money is for projects in Southeast. Officials say it can't happen soon enough.
It's to the point where the repairs aren't really doing anything anymore. It just needs to be replaced.
That's Juneau Port Engineer Gary Gillette. He's talking about Aurora Basin, not far from the capital city's downtown. Parts of it were built in the 1960s and the rest in the 1970s.
We've tried to maintain it as best we can for safety reasons and stuff, but it's the wood and the float material has become so saturated that they're slowly sinking and there's only so much you can do at some point.
It's in the budget for $2 million, which the city will match. Gillette says that will fund phase one of an overall $20 million project. Petersburg is also due for some harbor improvements.
It's just wonderful. The whole waterfront will be alive, and I think it'll benefit everybody in town.
That's Harbor Master Glo Wallen. She's looking at $3.5 million towards replacement of the town's North Harbor near the center of Petersburg. There's also about $5.5 million in the budget for a commercial drive-down dock and $800,000 to upgrade the crane dock at South Harbor, closer to the town's ferry terminal.
We're rocking and rolling on the design aspect of all of them, so we're looking for the funding to be able to get going on them.
Haines, Heidelberg, Hoonah, Sitka, and Skagway also have money in the budget for harbor replacement or repairs. Saxman, next to Ketchikan, also has a small amount of money that could lead to a major expansion. Officials say few boat slips are available elsewhere.
So it's awfully congested in the Ketchikan area, so this is really an ideal location for another harbor.
That's Leona Hafner, Saxman City Administrator. She says the planned new harbor could accommodate a couple hundred fishing, recreation, and tour boats. The $350,000 in the capital budget matches another grant supporting design work. Hafner says the location, near the town city hall, is outside the area's most crowded waterways.
Right now, that small passage has tour ships going through on a daily basis during tour season. We have the Alaska Marine Highway vessels traveling through there, as well as a fishing fleet.
Most of the harbor projects were put in the capital budget by the Parnell administration through a municipal grant program. Others were added in by legislators. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The city of Gustavus has hired Virginia-based consultants ICF International to develop a plan for expanding high-speed internet access in that community. Gustavus residents currently get 3G and satellite internet service, but access is spotty and speeds are less than one-fifth the national average. The city received $235,000 in last year's state capital budget to plan and design a community broadband network. City officials hope to build the infrastructure to serve Gustavus for the next 20 years. They also hope the planning effort can serve as a model for other rural Alaska communities facing issues with internet access.